we get your rec run.
You smell like shit.
Fuck you, man.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the third episode of Cherry Picked. I am your host, Savannah, and today I have my little brother, Nathan, and his girlfriend on this episode. I am so excited to have them. And Nathan, say hey.
Hey.
Lauren, say hey.
Hey, everybody.
This episode, I wanted to bring them both on so that you could meet my little brother and Lauren, his girlfriend. Lauren's been a part of our life for about 3 years now, so she has all the dirt and drama, especially around Nathan. And Nathan can be very extra, very fucking extra.
Totally. The most. The always most. Doing the most.
Always doing the most is right. So, Nathan.
I'm a good guy.
What?
I'm a good guy.
You're a great guy.
Doing the most above and beyond.
All right. Well, that's not what we were technically saying, but sure.
You can think that.
So, Nathan, tell us about you. How old are you and what you do for work, and kind of tell us cool things that people want to know, like your painted shoes.
23. No, I'm not. 22. Be 23 in May.
You're already lying, Nathan.
Oh, boy.
In for a treat.
Oh, God.
Let's see here. I work with Jimbo at Morgan Stanley, trying to get my licensing done so I can become a financial advisor. And that's what I do.
Oh, boy.
Oh my gosh, that's so riveting, Nathan. Tell me about your painted shoes.
Well, when was it? 2 years ago? 3 years ago that I kind of started?
During COVID?
Yeah, probably about then. I saw an Instagram video about this guy named Serato on Instagram, and he's a shoe customizer, paints shoes, all that stuff, and he did it for, like, famous athletes, celebrities, stuff like that. So I started watching his YouTube channels and got really interested in customizing shoes, so I bought an airbrush and a Cricut for a stencil maker and all that fun stuff and started painting shoes.
Wow.
And you still haven't painted me any.
What? You haven't? Nathan.
I have asked so many times, and she goes, I don't know what I want. I would never wear them because that's not my style.
That was literally like 2 years ago, and now we have matching whatever other shoes.
Burbs.
Oh. Burbs. Burbs.
The slides.
We wore them today.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, you guys did. They walked over, you guys, and brought me flowers. You want to tell them what the...
It's like a 30-minute walk.
It was not 30 minutes. It was like a 5-minute walk. Tell me, Lauren, tell me this flower story.
Yeah. So, you wanted, what did we go? Cinnamon rolls. So, yeah. We went to the grocery store.
Because the ones we had were expired, and I've been wanting them for like six weeks.
And you didn't make them in that time before they expired?
No, because they're complex.
You have to set them out overnight.
And if you forget, then you're screwed.
What cinnamon rolls are you guys buy?
Bougie.
They're literally from the frozen aisle, so I have no idea why it was that complicated.
They're like some Betty Crocker shit.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what they're called.
Okay.
Like Betty something? I don't know. Betty Boo.
Oh, the Buttered Tin. Well, yeah. It's a restaurant in, I think, St. Paul, but they have like a frozen section of cinnamon rolls and pies at the grocery store.
Can't tell if they're good because I've never gotten to eat them.
Okay.
Well, take them out of the freezer.
Well... We went to the grocery store. We're walking in, and they have, like, planters and flowers in front. And did you think they were cool looking, or did you just look at the name of them?
I just saw the name.
Okay. So the name was Pansy Bowls?
Yep.
And would you like to share with what you said?
Savannah's a pansy, so I'm getting them.
So they walked over here with this beautiful flowers, but joke's on Nathan, because it's not even pansies.
It's not my fault.
So you're blaming it on me?
Yeah. I said, hey, do you mind, please, very kindly, darling?
You said none of that. You said none of that.
I darling. Said, could you please go grab them? Because I was inside with all the other stuff checking out. I said, would you mind? And you said, sure, I don't mind. And you went and grabbed them and you walked in. And I'm like, are you sure this is the pansy bowl? Because I don't think this is what I saw out there. And you go, no, it is.
It wasn't like, even a bowl.
Are you sure? I'm like, are you sure? Because this doesn't look right. No, it's right. And I scan it and it comes up as tulips. And I'm like, this isn't right. And so I walk outside and I look at him. I go, this isn't a pansy bowl. It's a fucking tulip.
Well, the tulips are are beautiful, so thank you. Right. I appreciate you.
But she
you
probably likes those better.
Yeah, I do.
They're pink and way better than a pansy bowl.
No, the pansy bowl was actually cool.
I'm sure
it was cool because it was like a ceramic, you liked the name.
Yeah, you wanted to make fun of me.
No, no, listen to me. It was like a ceramic bowl filled with dirt, and it had like 8 flowers in it, all different colors.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for the tulips anyway. It was a good thought, and I'm glad that you couldn't call me a pansy, so appreciate it.
You're still a pansy.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up, Nathan. Oh. So, let's get back into it because we went off on a tangent. Nathan.
Yeah.
You are 6 years younger than me. You are the baby of the family. How was it being the baby?
Miserable. You guys suck.
Nathan.
Listen
oh my
here.
God.
Listen here. Number one, you guys both hated me.
Oh, whatever. I was so good to you as a big sister.
Are you good? Explain to me how this is...
Kind. I already know what story he's going to tell.
He I know. Tells it every time.
I yep. tell it every time because this just proves that you guys were assholes to me.
Oh,
I think you have some built up trauma.
No, listen, listen. All right. Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, every Christmas and every birthday, the only thing I'd ask for from my parents up until I was like 7 years old was a brother. And so one Christmas, my mom got me a fucking doll and said, here's your brother. Now here's the backstory for why I wanted a freaking brother.
It's your brother.
I ask Savannah and Julia if I can, you know, play games with them because I'm fucking 4 years old and I'm bored and I want to play games. And they said, no, but you can sit there and watch.
Because we didn't want you to play Barbies with us. It wasn't just games. We did crafts together.
You can't even tell me you didn't want me to play Barbies because you dressed me up and pushed me around in a stroller in a little dress.
Yeah, because you were our living Barbie.
All right. Well, anyways, I had to sit there and I had to watch. And there were even times where they said, no, you can't watch. And they'd close the door and lock me out. So I would look under the crack of the door and sit there and watch them for like 30 minutes
nothing. We were like 7 and 10. We had no idea, Nathan.
Yeah, you had no ideas. You're assholes.
Okay, but...
What's the little thing that you look through in like the submarine?
Little
that,
kaleidoscope?
No, isn't that the thing you look through that has all those colors?
Yeah.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, you know, in like a submarine where you look through it and it like... Boom, boom, boom. And it like...
Yeah, I have no
like
idea.
Like the tube.
Like that, the big... Like
it's like a telescope, tube. But it's curvy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A telescope.
No, it's not a telescope. That's not what it's called.
I don't know what it's called. Anyways, but I know what you're talking about.
I thought that I would be able to make one with a paper towel roll. And so I tried to shove it under the door and look.
Innovative.
Innovative, yeah. Except if you shoved it under the door, it would squish it.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah. And I think Julia kicked it.
Okay, but actually, in all seriousness, I feel like we're pretty close siblings.
Yeah.
I feel like, yes, we were girls and you were a little brother and you always wanted to, like, be outside and get in the dirt and, like, I don't know, play aggressively.
Just wanted to hang out, man.
That, uh-uh. No. Just whatever.
I doubt this.
Whatever, Nathan.
I just wanted love.
You had love.
You're sounding like you have never received love. In your whole childhood.
Okay, so maybe...
Been a rough life.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You do not. You God. Have it so easy. You were the baby, so I literally got the worst of it.
That's what she likes to think.
No, I did, Nathan. I
did. I got more spankings than you.
I did. And soap in the mouth.
Did you For get
I got I got grounded way more than you.
Yeah, because that was all that they could do. I also was terrified of getting grounded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was so scared of getting grounded.
I don't know how Julia didn't get grounded more.
I don't know.
She's sassy.
She had a lot of soap in the mouth because she was sassy.
Yeah, she knees me in the nuts, man.
Okay, moving on. Anyway.
She did knee me in the nuts.
Nathan.
Nathan, sometimes when we're younger, we just don't know the power or the strength.
She was like 16, man.
You must have really pissed her off.
No, you know what happened was she wanted to take a shower in the one bathroom we had. And I said, hey, I got to take a piss. Can I quickly take a piss? And she said, okay. And so I go in the bathroom. I don't know if she said okay. She might have said no, but I tried to get in the bathroom. And then she, like, ripped the door open and pushed me away and kneed me in the nuts and went in the bathroom and took a shower. And I almost pissed my pants.
Okay.
And you kicked me in the nuts one time.
Nathan, this is not a podcast episode where you say all of the trauma that we caused you.
Here we go. Here's another one.
Oh, God.
Nathan! Yes.
I don't even know what happened.
I have questions for you.
Well, people need to know.
We've made it through one question.
People need to know this. Okay.
Tell.
I don't know.
Let's hash it out here.
I don't know what your problem was this day, but for some reason you were angry at me. And
you probably deserved it.
Well, you were angry a lot back then. You were
back then.
I had hormones. I was 16. I was getting into my female body.
Doesn't mean I need to be abused. She has closed-toed heels on. So those motherfuckers are hard. And for some reason, I don't know what happened, but she kicked me in the gonads. And I'm on the ground. The
gonads.
Trying not to yak. And my dad walks in at some point, getting home from work or something. He goes, "What happened?" I go, "Savannah kicked me in the nards." And he goes, "Oh, okay," and walks away.
Because he knows you probably deserved it.
Yeah, meanwhile, my nuts are in my chest.
Just rolling on the ground.
Yeah.
I can picture this.
I can too, because he's so dramatic.
You have never been kicked in the nuts,
You're
man.
Right, I have not. And that is a pain that I would wish never to feel, but I'll let you know childbirth is someday.
No thanks.
Facts.
Yeah. Nathan, women get periods every month with cramps, so until you bleed out of your vagina, I don't want to hear it.
I don't have one.
Exactly. So, moving on. But yeah, Nathan had a very traumatic childhood, apparently. But I also think that he had a great childhood, and even though we had a lot of fights that he apparently remembers every single one of, we had a lot of great moments, too. So, let's move on to the great moments, Nathan, so people actually think that you were, like, loved and had, like, a good life, because you did. Okay, what do you think my biggest strength and weakness is?
I would say that your biggest strength and your biggest weakness can be the same thing.
Oh.
Wow.
I would say that your ability to help and support and be there for people is both your strength and your weakness. Because you're a great support system and you really love the people that you love and you take care of them and make sure that they're in the right headspace and they're in the right place in their life. But it's also not good in times because you take it too far or you put your needs and wants aside.
Damn. That was actually really good. You're kind of smart.
I am.
Just a little.
Just a little bit.
College degree, man.
Well, I think your biggest strength is,
my biceps.
Oh.
Probably my legs, actually.
I mean, probably with all the sports you play, probably your legs.
Not your ankles, though.
Yeah, not your ankles. We got weak genes for the ankles, for sure we do.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I would say your biggest strength is probably, I would say your perseverance. I feel like with all, like, the concussions you've had and all of, like, you know, injuries and things that should take you out, you just keep going and you kept pressing on and you said that you wanted to move out and get your own place and paid for your own place with Lauren. Like, you guys worked hard to have this life. So I'd say your perseverance to, like, push through. And then I would say your biggest weakness is probably your temper. I would say your temper can get you in trouble. And your mouth sometimes, actually. But I would say you're quick to anger sometimes. But, like, not, like, physical, but, like, verbal. Like, you scare me when we fight. Yeah. Because you're just so quick. You're kind of like Julia in that way.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, that is not normally what you would say. But anyway.
Not at all.
So, Nathan, now that you said all these traumatic, like, moments of our childhood, what is your favorite memory with Julia, and what is your favorite memory with me growing up? I know, think about it for a second, because I would say that mine with you would probably be, like, at the cabin when we would go, like, jet skiing and, like, tubing and, like, all that fun stuff. I feel like that was always so fun, and you're always screaming and dramatic, so it made it even more fun.
What the hell? I feel, I don't know if there's necessarily one specific thing I could pinpoint, but I feel like all of the memories that were created through, like, going to the cabin and stuff, but also, like, the trips. When we went on the cruise, it was, I mean, obviously our first cruise, you could do a whole podcast about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, I think you should with that, because Mom loves that story.
Yeah.
But
I should, actually.
Like, memories like that, because you just, I don't know. I feel like the memories with the travel and stuff and going on the excursions and stuff was always fun. So I don't know. I don't know if I can necessarily pinpoint it to one exact moment in time.
I get that. But I get that.
Probably all the excursions and stuff. It was just mm-hmm. fun to go, like, swimming with the dolphins with you and Julia, or, like, going snorkeling, doing random stuff like that, going to Mexico on the cruise when I was 18 and could legally drink there. And
oh boy.
Double fisting some random paradise punch shit that they kept funneling down my throat.
Funneling.
Yeah.
And then you get to the island and they go, hey, test this tequila. This one's peanut butter flavored. This one is grape flavored. And then they're just giving you freaking tequila shots. Hello.
Good memories.
I would have loved to be there for that.
I don't right. even remember.
I'm what, sure what you happened. Don't.
He was so sick.
I'm sure you don't.
Oh, such a good memory. I forgot about that. That's yeah. why I like to talk about it. Because, like, some of the things that you bring up, I didn't remember. Same with Julie on her episode. Yeah. I was like, I don't remember that.
Or, you know, what was fun was when we were on that cruise. I think it was the same cruise or the second cruise. I don't know. But I was too young to get stuff on the cruise. And I think you were old enough at the time, if I'm remembering correctly. And you would come back with, like, vodka lemonades or vodka sprites for me and Julia and you, and we'd all sit in the hot tub.
Such
at like
an enabler,
just supplying.
We'd all sit in the hot tub at like 3 a.m. and just be drinking those and chilling.
Oh yeah, it's God. Like those are good memories. That
we,
was fun.
We need to go on a cruise.
Yeah, no, that was super fun.
I don't know if I'd ever go on a cruise again.
After, yeah, I don't think cruises are for me. I really yeah. don't. Like, I like the getting off at ports, but like, I don't like to be yeah. limited with the time you have to be back. Like, it stresses yeah. me out the whole day.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing videos recently about the ocean. That shit's scary. These waves are huge. You know, there's pirates now out there too. There's oh? pirates fucking you up.
They are.
And so, like, Navy ships. No, this is real. Look it up.
I know.
This Navy, is so funny. Look it up.
Navy ships, they have, like, these hoses that they attach. And when they go through certain areas, they just launch water out of the hoses so the ships don't get close to them because they'll try and flood their boats wow. before they attack you.
I feel like you do this to yourself because there was one night that we
do what to myself?
Just listen.
Oh.
We were watching YouTube, and I think we were... A video came up about the submarine, the people that it exploded. What was that submarine?
Titan.
Yeah. And then he just whips out all of these videos in, like, the depths of YouTube. I'm like, how did you find these so fast? He's like, oh, I just sit here and watch them.
You just go down a rabbit hole.
Pastime.
When it's, like...
to make you fearful of, like, the world?
Well, it's very interesting. You know, we've only explored, like, 5% of the ocean. So when you're... thinking about it, you're like, you don't know what's down there. Freaking Megalodon, I don't know.
Facts, facts. Remember at the cabin when you almost killed me on the lily pad?
I think your memory is wrong.
And no, that was my first concussion. My first real concussion. You've had like 8.
Yeah, I don't even know who you are.
How many how many concussions have you had?
8.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Yeah, Nathan gave me my first concussion at the cabin. We were on a lily pad on the lake, and my boyfriend at the time and him were playing King of the Mountain, and we're pushing each other, like, back and forth to see who would fall off the lily pad first.
I won.
Mind you, Nathan is how tall?
Right now? Or yeah, back then?
Back then.
7'3".
Shut up.
You probably were, like, 6
Probably, like, 6 foot. Feet. 6'1".
Yeah, yeah, like, 6'1", tall dude.
72 inches.
Very tall. Anyway, and my boyfriend pushed him, and I was sitting on the edge, putting my feet in the water, having a grand old time, just basking in the sun, and Nathan fell or sat right on my head and neck. And
I got a
neck.
Big bosom.
Yeah, and it literally snapped my neck, and I don't remember hitting the water, going in the water. I remember my mom screaming from the boat, and I blacked out, and then I came up above, and, like, I could physically see stars, like, physically, and that was my first concussion. Nathan almost killed me, so.
I haven't heard that.
So, yeah. If you don't know what a lily pad is, it's this giant rectangle of foam that floats in the water. But it doesn't, like...
It's not sturdy.
It holds probably, like, I don't know, like 600 pounds?
Something like that, yeah.
But it, like, wobbles and water gets on it, and so it's hard to keep your balance. When you get shoved, you just get out of my way. Or else you're getting, I don't know, curb stomped.
Yeah, you're going to black out and get a concussion.
Nathan!
That was the last time I ever was on that lily pad.
I can't control my body. Well.
Well, you're just like a big dude, too. Like, yeah. You're tall, but you're just like.
You're like, what are you saying over here?
You're just like bulky. You got broad shoulders. Like, you're just bulky.
You got big extremities.
You kind of do. Oh, my yeah. goodness. So, Nathan.
Yeah.
What does the next year look like for you? What are some goals that you have?
I want to get through all of these tests.
At work?
At work, yeah. Sorry. I kind of think about things in my brain, and they just make sense, and then I realize that I don't explain stuff sometimes.
We all have ADHD in this family.
Yep. I want to pass these tests for work. Get done with those, get fully licensed, and then next year, depending on the amount of openings and stuff, you only get, there's only like a certain amount of openings for this program that you get, that like work offers, but it's the broker training program and it's 3 years long. So depending on, I mean, hopefully there's openings, but I want to start that. It would probably be, I don't know when it starts. I think it's like, there's one in like January maybe, or sometime around like this time next year. I'm not entirely sure, but get through these tests.
Do you have non-work related goals?
Start that program. Yeah, I do. I want to.
You want to tell us about it, Nathan?
Yeah.
I'm getting there, folks. Don't rush perfection.
Okay.
Right? Oh, my God.
You can't. Yeah, so I want to lose weight.
Love that.
Get in shape.
Love that. College really does a number on you for sure.
Yeah, that kind of fucked me.
It fucked me too.
Well, the food there is ass. Yeah. And so all I ate my entire college career was their chicken nuggets. Their chicken tenders and fries, because their
seriously,
food,
yeah,
they have like salmon and steak, and I got it one time and I thought I had needed to go to the hospital.
Ew. Which is funny. Okay, so we met at Gustavus, and Gustavus, I don't know if this was before COVID. I think it must have been, because our first year of college was 2020. And
fall of 2020, yeah.
Gustavus's cafeteria was known to be one of the best, like, college
food. I think it was rated number one out of all private schools for like 2 or 3 years in a row or something like that. Well, or like a top 10, I don't know.
Oh, it was bad.
But they bring out, like, so I played baseball there for a little bit. And when you do, like, your visit, of course they bring you to the cafeteria and they bring out their best food. So they had, like, these scrumptious waffles.
Scrumptious?
Yeah. They had, like, these waffles. They had this pizza. They had this steak. They had mac and cheese. Like, they had all this stuff that was phenomenal. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to eat good. Freshman 15 is going to be, like, good. Freshman 45. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, that was fine. So yeah, back to me.
back to
me. Oh my God.
I'd like to get better at golf. I wanna at some point shoot in the '80s, which I know you folks know nothing about. Which is fine.
As he looks at me and you like judgment from the side, like such a side eye.
You guys bombastics. Don't know. yeah. You don't know that? Do you know that?
No,
oh,
I don't.
You know that? Because you said it.
Yeah.
Cool. other than that.
Nothing else?
What do you want me to say here? You want me to do front flips and learn how to do a cartwheel?
You don't know how to do a cartwheel?
I probably do, but it looks like shit.
Would break something.
Yeah, I'd probably snap an ankle.
Probably a ninth concussion.
Probably, actually. Okay, Lauren, what are your goals for the next year? Well, actually, Lauren, let's talk a little bit about you first so that people get to know you. So,
enough about you, Nathan.
Lauren's
never
been a part
about me.
Lauren's been a part of our family for about 3 years, almost 3 years now.
Almost three, yeah.
Her and my little brother live together. They have a cute little house actually right down the road from me. So they walked over with my pansies that aren't pansies, that are actually tulips. But Lauren,
you're still a pansy.
Tell me kind of what you do for work and what are your goals for the next year and just things that people should know about you that make you fun.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I went to, like I said, Nate and I met at Gustavus, and I originally started on track for nursing, specifically labor and delivery, because I had, like, shadowed in high school for that. And then in high school, I had worked at Pure Barre as a front desk sales associate, just, like, group fitness franchise for bar workout. And I always kind of thought, like, I would love to own my own Pure Barre or just some sort of fitness studio. Kind of seemed super far-fetched, though, so it's kind of went with nursing. Seemed more
realistic.
Stable, yeah. And then I just kept thinking about it, and I was like, you know what? Like, well, I don't know what's stopping me to, like, switch the major. There's so many fitness-related areas out there. So I switched to exercise science and ended up Winona for my last 2 years of college. And so I graduated with an exercise science degree, and I am now an instructor at Pure Barre. And I do that in the very early mornings.
Yeah, like how early? Because when you said you had to be up really at like 4 for work, I was like, what?
Yeah, so
tell them what happened the other day, man.
Yeah, so I wake up at 3:45 because I'll teach and then I'll go to my second job, and just to get like my lunch packed, all the things. Your story that you're referring to is I wake up and get out of the shower, and it looks like there's a hairball on the ground. Like, I took my hairbrush and, like, cleaned it out, and it didn't make it into the garbage. No, it was a huge-ass house centipede.
Oh, fuck no. Oh, centipede.
Fuck that.
Oh, I hate centipedes.
Oh, my God. And it was pretty large.
Like the size of your face.
It was really, really big. So I'm sitting there. It's 3:50 in the morning. I'm like, it's too damn early for this. And I'm thinking, there's no way I can kill that, but I don't want to wake you up.
That would have woke me up so fast.
I decided to wake him up, and the whole time I'm thinking, this dude's probably thinking, why'd you freaking wake me up at 3 in the morning? Then he sees it and he's like, damn, that is huge.
You come in and you shake me. I'm like, what the hell is going on? You go, I have a huge favor. I'm so sorry. I'm like, what time is it? You don't want to know. Tell me what time it is.
You don't want to know.
Tell me what time it is. It's 3:50. I'm like, what do you want me to do at 3 in the morning? And you're like, there's a bug. I'm like, are you serious? There's a freaking bug?
Nathan, God. Women don't like to kill bugs. It's just, and especially house centipedes,
I know.
They're massive.
They're huge.
But I'm like, at this point, I didn't know it was the size of my finger. All right? She just said there's a bug.
Did you take a picture of it?
You woke, no.
No, I wanted that out of sight ASAP.
Yeah. Well, I was like, you woke me up at 3 in the morning to kill a freaking bug. And then I walk in there and I'm like, oh my God, it's going to eat me.
It's like, I want you to kill it. I'm scared too.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I'm back to bread.
So gross.
Gross. They're so nasty. I remember when I was sitting on the couch when we had first moved in, there was one that ran across and it was massive.
The legs.
Yeah, and there's so many of them. And they just slide and squirm. Anyway, seriously. Move on. I've not seen one of those in a while because we get our house sprayed now. Because once I saw three, I was seriously. Like, hell no. So what do you do for your second job?
My second job, I work at Allina Health, specifically the Courage Kenny Center. And they have a program called ABLE. It's Activity-Based Locomotor Exercise. And it works with spinal cord injuries, traumatic brain injury, stroke. What else is there? There's one more. I can't think of it. But it is a lot of people think it's PT. I'm not a PT, though, and I will not be going back to school for that.
You're like, nope, I'm good.
Nope, I'm good. But it's kind of just their version of, you know, we all go to the gym when we can and do our workout, but there's different adaptive equipment that they can use, kind of building those neural pathways that were broken during their injury again. That is what I do for my second job. Switch between those two, and it makes for some really long days.
I was going to say, like, very long days. You're working your ass off, and I'm proud of you because it's hard to do it. So I can't even imagine, especially with how early you get up. I'm like, I'm still sleeping. Like, I just went to bed like 2 hours ago by the time you get up.
Yeah, my coworkers at Allina are like, that's the middle of the night. And I said, it seriously is.
Yeah.
It's the middle of the night.
Tuesdays, you wake up at like 3:30 and then you don't get home till like 7.
Yeah.
And then you have to study for the class the next day. So then you're up for like, you know, I try and have like dinner done by the time she gets back so she can eat quick. And then study for like a short period of time and then go to bed because it's just, then you wake up at 4 the next day.
Is that your everyday schedule for the week?
Yeah, pretty much. It fluctuates between like 5:30 and 6:30 when I get off at night. But that is kind of what I do, like work and then study for the next day's class plan. And
I still want to go take a class. Nathan, we should go take a class.
No, no.
They have date night at the bar, it's called, and
I'm not going.
Why?
You can
there's
be her
other
date.
Guys. Like there's other guys.
But when you were first starting and we were at the apartment.
Yes, yes.
She was having me do these exercises.
It's good for you.
No. Listen to me. I am going to be very careful how I word these things here.
Oh, but no.
I did not look correct.
That is a very nice way. I know what you would have said, and we're not going to say that.
Nathan's monitoring his recklessness.
I didn't look right. And she even said that. She's
it
like,
looked really odd.
You know what? You shouldn't do these anymore. I'm going to have like my mom or sister practice the exercises because you look weird.
I'm just sitting there like trying to speak, like instruct.
And you're laughing at me.
And I'm laughing.
I'm trying my best. You squeeze your glutes. While you bounce up and down. Put this ball between your legs. Hold the bar. What the hell's going to happen?
Want to see this actually.
I felt like I was in prison and I dropped the soap or something.
You're making it sound like I'm about to be like.
I didn't know what was going to happen to me. I was scared.
Oh my gosh, Nathan. I cannot with you. Oh my gosh. I actually do want to see that, but I do want to go take a class because Lauren, I have not taken a class yet. Now that I'm going to school, I want to.
Good luck. Yeah. You're going to die.
It is like your muscle. I just.
My butt cheeks were sore the next day.
Best and worst thing ever. What were they actually?
Squeezing your glutes hurt you? That ball between your knees hurt you?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Balls do damage.
Oh my God.
Okay, next question. Since we're not talking about your balls on this episode,
please no.
What do you think your biggest failure in your mind is? And one that's still kind of like, it could be something that's little, like for me, like for example, I'm like, I wish that I didn't quit swimming or quit piano. Like, it doesn't have to be like a failure, but what is something that you're like, I wish that I could, if I could go back? And not that going back is a good thing, because obviously you made it to where you are now because of the choices that you made. So it's like, mm-hmm. That's a good thing. But trying to help people that might be in the same situation, what is something that you would, you know, tell your younger self now that you're looking back?
Yeah.
And Lauren, I'm asking you the same question too. So
okay.
I don't know. I feel like the one that really just comes to my mind is baseball. Don't get me wrong. I was happy that I let go of baseball when I did, but it was kind of a bummer because it was a lot of it was let go because of injuries. So I had surgery on both my ankles. I have a torn labrum in my shoulder. I have tendonitis in my bicep and my shoulder and my other arm. So it's just a lot of injuries and there's a lot of frustration with that. But I loved playing baseball. But once I got the injuries, it just all kind of went downhill. And I don't know if I would always try to play through injuries. That's just how I've been. When I tore my ankle, I just, you know, played and didn't worry about it. When I had tendonitis in my arm, I just played through it. When I tore my labrum in the game, I just kept playing in the game, even though I knew something was wrong and I couldn't feel my arm or lift my arm up. So it's like, I feel like if I would give some sort of advice, it would be take care of your body, because nobody knows how you're feeling, and be truthful to yourself. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like something's wrong, or you feel like you're in pain somewhere, or I don't know, you're felt something pop or you heard something pop and you feel paranoid about it, get it checked out, because it can screw you over. I missed my entire junior year of basketball because I didn't get my ankles checked out and fixed, and I ended up having surgery on both of my ankles my junior year of my basketball season.
Yeah, no, that's good advice. And what would you say, like, the mental health aspect, like, for someone who might be in the same situation as you and not be able to, like, do the sport that they love or be able to, like, live their dream of being maybe a professional athlete or their calling, what advice would you give someone for that?
It sucks. I mean...
He's like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It sucks.
It sucks. It was miserable sitting on the bench and watching everybody play while you're sitting there with your ankle all wrapped up and you couldn't do anything. So it sucks, but you have to find... You have to find things you enjoy and everything. So even though I couldn't play, because I couldn't play, I was a starter. So one of my friends who I was pretty close with, he didn't get to play very often because he was the same position as me. And so because I got injured and I was out, he was able to play more. And so I found joy in watching him progress because he was younger than me. So it was kind of like I was teaching him things. And so he could kind of learn from me. So it was fun to, you know, it was enjoyable to see him progress in his game and all of those things. So just little things. I mean, even if you enjoy, I don't know, playing video games, you get to go home and play video games with your friends that night, or you enjoy going out to eat with the team after. Like, just find joy and peace with little things, because you can't alter what happened. You just got to live in the moment and try and find things that you enjoy. Keep yourself positive.
Mm-hmm. And be that support system for the other people, even though you might not be able to play.
It's like in Kung Fu Panda. I forget what his name, Mr. Miyagi. He says,
"Oh yeah,
yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present."
Wow.
You just quoted Kung Fu Panda. I love that. That is
a phenomenal movie. Everybody should go watch it right now. We will be watching that later today.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I can't with you.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Okay, wow, Lauren, wow. Your turn.
Okay.
Top that.
Kung Fu Panda? That might be kind of hard.
I don't know if I have a quote to like tie it all together, but.
Yeah, rookie all the things mistake. You can't remember. You remembered a quote from a movie that you watched, like, seriously, how many years ago?
Yesterday.
We have never watched that movie, so it's been more than 3 years.
Doesn't mean I haven't watched that movie.
Okay.
You go to bed at 6 p.m., I'm up till midnight. God. That's 4 hours of time where you don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I like that.
I don't know if I like that either. But good luck.
Watching movies and playing video games.
Yeah, that is.
So, Lauren, what would be something that, looking back on your life, you're like, oh, I wish that I could change it, but obviously not because you're here now, but what advice would you give in your younger self now looking back?
The first thing that came to my mind was regarding friendships through just growing up, like high school, college. I know Savannah and I talked about this like probably a week or two ago. But I feel like Savannah and I are similar, where we both kind of give it our all in any and all relationships. But I feel like that can be at a fault to our own sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for lack of better words, I put all my eggs in one or three baskets, three friends. And I'm no longer friends with those people, and I feel like I missed out on other friendships that I have now, but I was so kind of like hyper-focused on them in the moment, and focused on like trying to understand why, you know, like different things were happening in the relationship and trying to fix that, as opposed to being true to myself. And maybe, you know, we weren't meant to be friends, or not meant to be friends anymore. And so I feel like I was so focused on like, what did I do? Where did I go wrong? That I missed out on creating more friendships, like especially in college. And it didn't help like transferring schools either. Everyone kind of has their friend group going into your second year of college. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like I missed out on some of those things. But at the same time, you learn different lessons from that too, and can take those moving forward.
I love that. Yeah, no, you and I are definitely similar in that for sure. And I think that is one of the hardest lessons to learn, is that you're going to pour into people that just won't pour back into you the way that you need to be poured into.
Right.
And the sad thing is a lot of them don't care enough to even learn how to pour into you the way that you receive love. Mm-hmm. So I think that that is a great lesson, but it fucking sucks to go through. And we have to pause because Moose just rang the bell to go outside, and then we will be back because I have one more question for Lauren. Okay, sorry about that. Had to take Moose out, but we are back. And I wanted to ask Lauren what it was like coming into our family. Because it's always kind of, like, scary being, like, a significant other getting introduced into, like, a family. So how was it coming into a family with two sisters, which is already scary?
Yeah.
And Nathan, how was it for you going into her family with her sister?
You want to start?
Nope.
Okay, I'll start then. Honestly, it was terrifying.
Were we scary?
I'll just say yes for now. But I say that because I say that because I'm just like a naturally quiet, more introverted person until I get to know people. And so, you know, you walk into a family, what, like six other people.
Yeah.
And like, for example, sitting down at a dinner table, it is, I mean, it's still it's like hard to like get, like say something. Like there will be back and forth. I'm like, okay. Well, I just like am naturally not a loud person. And so I feel like in that aspect,
yeah.
And you want to make a good impression. So you don't want to just be sitting there silent, not saying anything too. Totally. So you kind of have to push yourself to like speak the fuck up. You know what I mean?
You gotta speak the fuck up, Lauren. It is true. Our family is very talkative over our dinner table.
Yeah.
Just sit and eat, man. Don't even make eye contact.
So what did you think of our family before you knew us? Like, what was your, what did you think we would be like before you met us?
I don't know. I feel like just from it, I mean, the only way I would have known is social media.
Yeah.
But I got the vibe and true vibe that everyone is very successful in your family. They all are very, like, your mom, she just looked like, she just was like.
Connie.
No.
Just Connie.
She just, like, looked like she had so much going for her and was such a hard worker. And that's all true,
mm-hmm.
You know? And I wasn't in the world of, like, I didn't know anything about aesthetics or any of that. And so even that was, like, a foreign thing.
Yeah.
And so that was, like, also weird being, I'm like, what am I, like, walking into? Right. You know what I mean?
Wait, what did she do for work?
Yeah. But, like, you guys, I feel like you guys are all just, I mean, everyone's kind of their own boss, and I love that. And that's like the same vibe I got when
you got I to first, know us a little bit more.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, so are you still scared of us?
No.
I am.
Oh, good. Well, maybe Nathan is, but that's 22 years you're still
you should be scared of me. I'm your older sister.
That's why I stayed in my room all the time.
Oh, shut up. You wanted to stay in your room all the time to read your Diary of the Wimpy Kid books.
No, mostly playing Fortnite and staying away from you freaks.
Whatever.
That's still what you do. So
I don't play Fortnite anymore.
No, everyone.
I've grown up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I still play that sometimes. Well, it's a good game.
Nathan, so how did you feel going to Lauren's family? Were you nervous at all? Or were you anxious?
No.
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 No, you're a mellow dude. You've always been very, very mm-hmm. chill.
I like talking to people.
Yeah. I always say that he could talk to a brick wall. Like, he just finds anything, like something that's in common with the other person, and you could just talk about it, which I think is really, like, that's a really good thing.
Here's a secret.
I love that.
Here's a secret. If you are not good at talking to people, you find out what they enjoy, and you ask them questions about that, and then you let them talk. The amount of times I've tried talking to people who don't talk very much and they're quiet people, I'll find one thing about them that they enjoy and they love to do, and I'll ask them questions about it, and all of a sudden they'll open up and talk for 20 minutes about it.
That's right. A good little tip, actually.
That's all you gotta do. Just find one thing they like and ask them a question about it. And even if you understand it, or like you have knowledge of it, still ask them questions and pretend you don't, because everybody loves explaining the things that they love.
Yeah, no, that's a very valid point. Don't you get bored though? I feel like I'd get bored after a while.
No.
Do you feel like you have to do that with my family still?
No. That's not with your family. I'm just saying in general.
That's all the questions.
He's like, that's just a random tip or trick. Yeah. Nathan going into his wise words.
I don't even know what the question was. I just started talking.
It was if you felt like, how was it going into her family being the boy that's dating the daughter? Because it's like, she was coming into a family with two sisters, which mm-hmm. is automatically hard. And then you were going in dating the daughter of someone.
I mean, I feel like there's always nerves. The first time meeting. I don't feel like that's avoidable at all. But the nice part is your family is super, super chill, super nice. They're all super cool. So it was like very welcoming. It didn't feel uncomfortable at all. Like I think the first time I met everybody was for your sister's birthday. We went out on the pontoon and I started fishing with your dad a little bit.
Yeah.
So it was like just a very low key, like everybody was very welcoming and accepting. And, mm-hmm. you know, it wasn't like,
I love that.
I wasn't like uncomfortable and like scary. I don't know.
I love that. Well, and I will say that Lauren has my birthday tattooed on her body. So there is that. And as soon as I saw that, I'm like, she's made to be she's in this family. In. She's in. She's it's, she in. Has 723 well, on her body.
That's not why Savannah just likes to make everything about her.
Shut up. I'm like, you know, it's a birthday. It's a national holiday.
It's, yeah, okay, sure.
It's also Lauren's sister's birthday.
Oh my God.
So Lauren, that tattoo is all your family members' birthdays.
Yeah.
And mine, because grandma, now we're family. So, you know.
It's all the girls. Yeah, all the girls in your family.
Well, my dad's on there, too. It's me, my sister, mom, dad, and grandma.
Why didn't you get your grandpa, then?
I don't know. I'm really close to my grandma. Why are you questioning things?
Yeah, I thought it was whatever tattoo she got.
I thought it was only all the girls in your family, and that's what, like, made it special.
No, it's just, like, my people.
Yeah, and I'm included in that, because my birthday's on 7/23, so by default,
and
I'm there.
And you're not.
Yeah, so suck it.
All right, I'm in the same lane as your grandpa, apparently. He's not your people.
I'm in the oh same lane. God.
You better get that touched up there. I'm telling your grandpa about this.
I could add to it.
You actually could, because it's kind of like a...
What's your grandpa's birthday?
Oh
my God, you don't even know it.
Do you know grandpa's birthday?
They're both dead.
It's I know, September. But do you?
No.
Exactly.
I don't know your birthday.
So back off.
I'm like, you're quizzing Lauren, and you don't even know our grandpa's birthday. Seriously. Like, damn.
Do you know your grandma's birthday?
Well, I can look at my arm for that.
That is true. Okay, well, I'm glad that you guys both could come on Cherry Picked. Do you have any last words, any advice, any stories, anything you want to share before I let y'all walk back to your house without the pansies?
Well, I'm going to bring those over one day. I think that one thing I was going to add to something you said, but I forgot to do it earlier, was when you were talking about like your advice about like friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Something that your dad told you. Her dad's very smart, very wise. He is, knows all a lot of this type of shit, and he's good at it. But one advice that he said to Lauren, I think, I don't know if it was in like high school or something, so you're going to have to correct me on this, but
okay.
He essentially said, like, you first and foremost need to figure out how to be comfortable alone.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is a huge thing, because it's important to be alone, because that gives you time to do the things that you wouldn't do with a group of people, right? You get to sit there and think about things that you wouldn't think about if you have people surrounding you, and process things and just hang out with yourself. Like, it's good to be alone, and you got to be comfortable being alone.
Yeah.
I think that's great advice, because that's something that, like, I'm even going through now, being in like my house by myself. It's like, you learn what you like and what is interesting to you when you know yourself, and then you attract the people that are aligned with you because you know who you are. And the people that once were your friend don't align with you anymore because that's not who you are. So it is important to, like, stand true and, like, yourself and your own ground. I think that is the most important. Better than the Kung Fu Panda.
Whoa.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, seriously. Yeah,
yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's the present. Mr. Miyagi.
Nailed it.
Should we get a new, like, I'm picture getting that tattooed. Of that in our house? Or?
Yeah, I'm getting that tattooed on me.
You should put Mr. Miyagi right just in your office.
I am getting a tattoo of Mr. Sure. I don't even know if that's his name. I'm going to have to look.
It is.
Are you sure? The turtle? The
I'm
old turtle?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No,
anyway.
No, Mr. Miyagi. No, I think it's wrong. I think that's wrong.
Okay.
We're going to get corrected about this. I think it's wrong.
We're going to get corrected. We're going to have to look this up. But any last words before I let you guys go?
I don't think so. Do you have anything
outrageous
to add?
What can I leave you with?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Don't forget where you came from.
Nathan's over here just giving life advice. Well, I'm so glad that you guys could come on. I wanted Lauren to be here because she's part of our family and has been for the last 3 years. And Nathan also can be very reckless when he speaks sometimes.
Very true.
Very funny. That's the thing about Nathan, is he's so fucking funny. But you have to know his personality for it to be funny. Because sometimes you're like, oh, Nathan, if you said that out in the real world, you'd be fucked up, bro. Fucked up.
Yeah.
The one thing else I would like to add.
Oh my God.
I did not get any sort of welcoming gift. Not even a piece of candy.
You went and opened my fridge. The first thing you did when you walked into my house was open my fridge.
You could have had a Celsius.
Yeah, I offered that. You said no. That was my gift. Bitch, you didn't take my gift.
You can make me a coffee.
Okay, I'll make you a coffee. All right. And with that, we are wrapping up this episode of Cherry Picked. I hope you guys enjoyed meeting my little brother, Nathan, and his girlfriend, Lauren. And stay tuned in now 2 weeks for either my mom or dad, whoever will let them record first. So we will see. Love y'all so much.
Get out of me.
Bye.
I was wrong. Don't make fun of me. His name is Master Oogway.
And with that, we are signing off. Love y'all so much. Bye.